I'm Dwayne Jackson, and this is Let's Talk Forella, and this episode is brought to you by Hide Your Affirmations. Remember, it's game time. Grind and mentally examine the inner me extensively. And for this episode, I want to start off by just telling you guys, I'm not a guru, I'm not trying to be a life coach, I'm not trying to be the super duper philosophical kind of guy. So all I'm doing is just sharing with you guys what I did, how it works for me, the books I've read, the podcast I've listened to, the conversations I've had, just meetings and being a part of certain groups and just different things like that. That's all. I'm just giving conversation to people who don't know there's conversations like this to be had. Like, as organic as I am on here, I just want to push that organicness. When you guys see me in person, there is no personification, no anything, just me being me. And for this episode, I'm going to tell you, this is titled, it might not be titled that, but this is titled Manifestation and the Law of Attraction. I live my life by this every single day. And a lot of people don't understand law of attraction. That's why a lot of people will sit up here and say, oh, I don't believe in it. It's not real. A lot of definitions that you guys might have is one example of law of attraction is, oh, I want some money, so I'm just going to sit in a room and say, hey, I want money. But law of attraction is a universal formula, meaning that you have to want it. But not only do you have to want it, here's an example. I want some money. What am I doing for the money? I'm going to work hard for it. I'm going to learn a different value to obtain more money. But then you have to treat the money as if it's already yours, have a deadline, have an exact number of the exact amount of money that you want to obtain, and put in the work, the want, the desire, the work. Those are the three keys for the formula for the law of attraction. You want it, you work for it, you get it. Just like a blessing. People who pray, I grew up Christian apostolic, it doesn't matter. People who pray understand that when you pray to God, you have to put in the work, but you have to put in the work for a deadline and you have to treat it like it's already yours. That is the formula for law of attraction. And just like I told you guys in my past episodes, I've been practicing and listening to everything you guys have to say about keeping all my ideas structured, having all of my questions that I would ask myself on these topics listed here on my tablet here. So if I'm periodically looking at my tablet, that's what I want you guys to know that's on here. It's just because I'm one of those people who, when I'm passionate about something, I get super like aggressive about it. So it's like, say, for example, like if I'm motivating you, I might come off strong because I can love you and have so much compassion for you that I want you to do so fucking great that why are you just being a piece of shit because you're a great person? And it's all love. It's not saying you're a piece of shit. It's you needing to know that you're the best version of yourself. And there is nobody you can compare yourself to because there's nobody who has your exact circumstances. So understanding all of that, I really began to work towards staying motivated and stay grinding for what it is that I want. So that's what I want you guys to know. So let's get into this episode. So what is manifestation and the law of attraction? If you didn't know before, So what I was getting back to is I get aggressive when I say that I'm compassionate about something and I'm talking you up. So the main reason that I have all these topics on here is to stay structured, to stay in line, to stay in order, because I'll be on a path like this and get idea. And then I'm just fucked up and I'm all over the place. So what is manifestation and the law of attraction? If you didn't understand it in the beginning, manifestation refers to the process of bringing your desires and your goals into reality through your thoughts, feelings, and actions. The law of attraction is a belief that positive or negative thoughts and emotions can attract corresponding experiences or outcomes in your life. What does that mean? Think of law of attraction. Let's simplify. Law of attraction is anytime that you think about something, your thoughts are extremely powerful, you guys. You think about debt, you're going to accumulate debt. I know it sounds insanely crazy. It's probably something you've already heard of, but anytime you have a thought, you are planting a seed. Anytime you think about that thought, you're nurturing that seed. You're adding water to that seed until it finally comes into flourishing. Just like for every positive you think, positive outcomes are to come. But for every negative, I'm going to have a bad day. Today's going to be a shitty day. Oh, I really hate my job. You're going to start going to work every day, having a shitty day, having a bad day at work. Am I right or am I wrong? How many times have you guys been at work and gone, oh, I really want that promotion, but I won't get it? Why would you say that? You already put into the universe that, hey, as much as I want that position, I'm already accepting not having it. If you want that promotion at work, the exact sentence should be, hey, I want that position. I'm going to get that position. I'm going to put the hours in to get that position. And matter of fact, I'm already a supervisor. That's you identifying what you want, identifying the desire, and identifying the work that it takes to put into it. But as much as you can nonchalantly, a lot of us with trauma don't know how to take compliments. A lot of us take a compliment and get uncomfortable, or we'll take a compliment and we'll shoo it away. Just like we'll take a blessing and the first thing we do is fuck it up. I know for me, when first getting into all this, I really had the worst anxiety because growing up how I grew up, anytime we had something, it wouldn't last. Anytime we lived in a beautiful home, it wouldn't last. Anytime my mother and father did good, they would do extremely bad. Anytime we had a car, it would get taken. Anytime I had nice clothes, et cetera, et cetera. So once I got older and start just focusing on me, anytime I got a blessing, I would like treat it like a time bomb because I would be afraid like, oh no, am I gonna fuck it up? I don't deserve it. Why me? Why am I the person who gets this position? And in reality, you knew that you were gonna be great. You thought about this point all the way from childhood up until now. So if you think, hey, I am deserving of this, you will be more deserving of blessings. There's been many a times where I've talked myself out of promotions, or I've talked myself out of blessings based off the fact of, hey, Dwayne, I believe in what you got going on. Here's $1,000. For what? Because I believe in you. Why would you believe in me? Because you're a great guy. Me of all people. And then two back and forth of me pushing away somebody's blessing because I was thinking, why me? Why me? Why am I the one who deserves this? I kept fucking up positions. It'll be a situation where I'll be in a relationship and shit has started going good. And then all of a sudden I start being toxic as fuck because all I've known is trauma in a relationship. All I've known is bad baggage. It's not fair for you to put your negativity that you had in a past relationship on somebody, but sometimes it's easier said than done. It's kind of hard not to do that, especially if you haven't gotten over your trauma as an individual. And it's like, I'm just like, you know what? The only thing that I can do is be grateful for all the blessings given to me, taking a deep breath, and keep going. So when you are talking about what you want, you already have it. Don't say wish. Don't say hope. Hoping and wishing is for the poor, the broke, and the hopeless. If you're not poor, broken, hopeless, then you know for a fact you have to say things like, oh, I will, and I am, and I can, and how can I? Not, I see an expensive car and I go, oh, I can't afford it. You're already putting into the universe that you don't have the energy, the power, or the mindset to even get on that level to afford something like that. So now you subconsciously are stopping the process of your mind from being willing to obtain that knowledge to afford that kind of lifestyle for yourself. You have to, okay, this guy's driving a nice car. How can I drive a car nice like him? What are the steps? Just because somebody is rich and wealthy, they also manifested that this is where I'm gonna be. This is what I need to do to get there. this is what I need to do to make that happen. Because in our world, everybody's peacocking. Everybody's peacocking. You could look fly. You could look super duper cool and not really have anything going on, because not everybody knows how to weigh out their desires and what they really need for themselves. Weigh out your wants and your needs. Weigh out your assets and your liabilities. Just because you look like you got money, if you don't really got money going on, it's not a good look. So in reality, be open to all possibilities, because there's no such thing as a person like you can't make something happen, because there is nobody like you. There's nobody. What's your circumstances? Oh, you could be 21 years old living. Shit, if you're living at home right now and you're above 21, fuck everybody else. You cracked the fucking code. Save your money. Why are you living alone if you don't know how to manage your credit? Why are you living alone if you don't have a 740 credit score? Why are you thinking about living alone if you're not even making $30 at your job? If your parents say, hey, live here, fucking live there. Me start living alone at 18 is not a fucking flex. I wish I would have lived with my parents. One of them is crazy. The other one wanted me to pay half of their rent. And that didn't make any sense to me. So, hey, if motherfuckers didn't want me to live with them, the only thing I could have did was live with myself. But a lot of my friends will be in positions where they'll have shit. They'll have parents who either want them to have a job or only go to school, and they'll get mad and move out of the house because their parents are breathing down their neck. If me having a job and not paying bills was the only thing my parents wanted me to do, I would be at home traveling the world. The fuck you mean? Your ideology of wealth is based off of he, she, they, social media. The only reason you want fat condo, fat house, fat exotic car is because that's what you see wealth is. Your idealism of wealth should be based off of what you think happiness is for you. Shit, I used to want to fucking live in a fat, giant ass, extravagant ass house, drive super duper exotic ass car. But it's like, now that I've been traveling and you go around the world and you meet people from different walks of life and different cultures and how they eat and the little that they need to live and the type of lifestyle that they have, you really start to understand that there's different ways to fucking be happy. There's different goals to meet. There's different things that you need out of life. So be thankful for absolutely everything. And understand that you can do it. Anybody can do it if you focus on an objective, contribute to that objective on a daily basis, meaning flowering that manifestation. You got to flower it. You can't say, hey, I want to start a business. Oh, yeah, I'm starting a business, y'all. I'm doing my thing. But you're not doing marketing. You're not doing photos. There's so much. Look, the fuck the reality is, in our DNA, we all know exactly what we need to do to be successful. But by default of distractions of society, COVID, fucking he, she, they, we, them, religion and sex, there's so much distraction. When in reality, if you focus on one objective and one goal, that is how you reach the higher you. That is how you get to the higher level of yourself. And some people believe that manifestation and the law of attraction are simply about wishful thinking. But others argue that they are powerful tools for creating the life that you want. The key is to understand that it's just not about thinking positively or visualizing your goals, but it's also intentional action towards them. What did I say? Desire, action, manifestation. It's three. It's not one. It's a formula. You can't do one without the other. You have to want it. You have to obtain it. And you have to have a deadline. So many of us know exactly what we need to do in life and get distracted and then make excuses when, what the fuck are you so afraid of? You know why you're afraid to start that business, to go get that business credit card, to start that relationship, to go ask for that promotion? Because you feel that you are not deserving because of him, her, they, whoever the fuck. You are you. Do it. Why not? Why not? I fucking went to art school, did all kinds of jobs. Now I'm here making a podcast, doing freelance art on the side, doing e-commerce, day trading. 7 years ago, I definitely didn't think I was going to be doing any of that. But then I started to think, you know what? Why not? It's not too many young brothers out here trying to get money without dribbling a ball or without fucking trying to rap in front of a mic. So it's like, you can come from the hood and not go to college and go seek education and get money in all kinds of ways. Like, it's plenty of ways. Like, I'm really trying to bridge the gap for young brothers, because too many of us attack each other based off of historical events when in reality, we all need to come together. Go out and get educated. There is no such thing as I can't. You got a device in your hand that'll tell you anything a college campus can. Only difference is they're telling you the topics. Find out what you want to do and dig deep. If you born broke, it's not on you. If you die broke, it's on you, because you have the resources. If you have a child and you feel as though life is over, it's not over. The only reason you feel like life is over is because somebody is putting you on a timeline that they have for you, when in reality, nobody is on your timeline. Just because your mama and your daddy is yelling at you to get up and get your shit going, mentally, you have to get yourself to that level. There is nobody that can push you to that level. You have to know who you are, know exactly what you need to do, because we all know what we need to do. How many times you've been sitting there and you're like, you know what I need to do? I need to apply for this job real quick. I need to get my credit right. You know what? I didn't stop talking to these hoes and really just like dig deep with my woman. But you get distracted and you don't do none of that until you lose your woman, until you lose your job, because motherfuckers act like they not deserving them nothing based off of what the fuck everybody else got going on. When in reality, if you from the hood and you ain't dead yet and you still alive today, how is that not progress? Okay, you might not got no money in the bank. You got a roof over your head? You got air in your lungs? Think about it like this, y'all. Whatever path you on in life, just like I said in the past video, yin and yang is a universal code. For every positive, there is a negative. For every blessing, there is a lesson. When God gives you a problem, he gives you a solution, and it's up to you to make it happen. I'm not preaching. I'm just saying, like, stop making fucking excuses. You know what it is you need to do. Get up and do it. I'm not being a motivational coach. I'm literally pretending as though I'm fucking sitting in front of a mirror talking to myself when I was fucking down bad, not motivated, fucking needed somebody to fucking pat me on the back. Like, everything I'm saying to y'all is conversations I wish somebody called me on the phone and was like, yo, have you ever whoop-de-whoop, blah-de-blah? Like, come on. Like, that's all I'm saying. How does manifestation work? Manifestation involves aligning your thoughts, feelings, and actions with your goals and desires. It's important to focus on what you want rather than what you don't want, and to cultivate a positive mindset and emotion. Why is that important? Because if you want a fat ass fucking house and you want to travel the world, why would you think about ways you can afford the house? Why would you think about ways that you can get sick on a trip and fucking die? If you want your relationship to be lovey-dovey and progressive, why the fuck y'all watching Creshawn and Blueface thinking that's the thing to do, when in reality, if you want your relationship to be happy and flourishing, guess what? It comes with submission on both sides. You want her to submit to you, you have to submit to her. That is how you guys come together and build each other up. Like, it has absolutely everything to do with mindset, emotion. You think it, therefore you can, therefore you are. That's the universal code, y'all. Like, that's the number one thing that they never taught us in the hood. Like, I never heard of manifestation until I started hanging around the motherfuckers that people I grew up in the hood with was like, oh, those are the other guys. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Don't hang out with those dudes. But it's like, dude, you get around people who don't got dead homies, people who haven't gotten shot at when they were younger, people who wasn't breaking into houses as kids. They pretty much grew up different. And to be honest, when you grow up in the hood, I swear to Bob, you think everybody got it hard. And then you get older and then you become an adult and then you realize, damn, my parents was lecturing me, beating my ass, talking shit to my in-laws for what reason when now that I'm a grown ass adult, y'all the ones fucked up. Why the fuck was y'all talking about me about school and shit and I'm so fucking dumb and I'm this and I'm that when now that I'm older, motherfucker, being 40 and being on Section 8 is not a good look. But you telling me that's the key to life. I'm sitting up here trying to be cool, trying to have my credit clean. But my entire life, I was used to picking up the phone and saying, oh, my mama ain't here. She can't come to the phone. And then I get older and I'm like, wait, those was collection agents? Hey, I ain't gonna lie. Shit, neighborhood I grew up in, I used to think my mom had a big ass corporate job because all I remember is us being at this big ass glass house building downtown. Nigga, I grow up, that's the welfare office. Nigga, I'm thinking, my mom told me that I was enrolled at an academy downtown and I was a part of a special classroom for gifted kids to get taught hands-on. Nigga, we was at the welfare office and I was in the daycare. That's fucked up. And then it's like, how can you take advice from somebody you wouldn't trade your own fucking life with? How could you take advice from somebody you wouldn't trade your own fucking bank account with? Shit, don't listen to nothing I got to say. But if you get around me, you be around me, you like, damn. This is one positive motherfucker. I haven't had a bad day in a very long time. My number one rule is if I was to wake up tomorrow, everything that I had in my life was the only things that I verbally announced that I was thankful for the day before, what would I have left in my life? Would I have air in my lungs? Would I have money in my bank? Would I have a car to drive? Would I have gas? Like, the only way that you can be insecure about yourself is comparison, y'all. If you living in a hood, how could you be insecure about somebody living in a castle? What's your circumstances? What's theirs? There is no, like, stop it. Like, wake the fuck up. Crack the code. If you want it, you work for it, you get it. That's the code. Some people believe that manifestation is a form of magical thinking, but others argue that it's based on scientific principles such as the power of subconscious mind and the energy that surrounds us. Ultimately, the effectiveness of manifestation depends on your beliefs, mindset, and the level of commitment. Y'all, manifestation is down to a scientific level. Manifestation is scientifically proven. If you can get around somebody and feel their vibe is off and they're not really for you and they're not really fucking with you and they don't have to say anything, you know that's called empath, right? You know that is a real scientific term for somebody who can determine the emotions of somebody else based off the energy that they're outputting. That's scientifically, factually proven. And manifestation is also a part of Murphy's Law on if you think something will happen, it will happen. If you think you sick, motherfucker, you're going to be sick. You ever heard the story of the healthy woman and the sick woman with cancer and the doctors had swapped around their documentations on accidents and they told the sick woman that, hey, you're extremely healthy, don't worry about anything. And the woman who was extremely healthy, they told her she had stage 3 cancer. Do you know that the healthy woman died of cancer and the woman with stage 3 cancer survived not because of chemo, because she was unaware. She was unaware of her despair. She was unaware of what was to come. She had no means to manifest death on herself because she didn't know. But the woman who was a healthy athlete start thinking about death, start thinking about cancer, start researching cancer, start researching how people die from cancer. And then when she died from cancer and they reran her tests, they told her that they fucked up. She didn't have cancer and they have no idea how she now has stage 3 cancer. And then when they reran the woman's test who had cancer and then they found out that she no longer had cancer, they had no idea how she did it. And all she said was, I didn't believe I had it anymore. That was it. That was all. You think it, therefore you are, therefore you become. Like, really think about your situation. Like, you at home right now, chilling, not doing shit, and you probably sitting there like, man, I wish I had a better job right now. Man, I wish I had a better car right now. But it's like, what are you doing to get that better job and that better car? Are you applying yourself or are you just pitying yourself? Like, really think about what I'm saying. Like, really think, like, damn, like, is he really saying some real ass shit right now? Like, manifestation is real. Like, it's real as G-O-D is up in the sky. Yahshua is real. Manifestation and desire is real. The rich and wealthy know it. They know it. That's why y'all not taught about it in schools. That's why it's not a subject. That's why it's not a profession, because manifestation is real. That's how you crack the code to the universe. How can you welcome abundance into your life? Abundance refers to having an abundance of resources, opportunity, and positive experiences in your life. To welcome abundance, you can focus on gratitude, daily affirmations, and taking positive actions towards your goals. So here's some of my daily affirmations that I say absolutely every day. And you guys can say them. And I promise you, you say it every day. Turn your radio off. Put your phone on mute. Turn your music down. Tell your kids to shut up. And say, whatever God you believe in, I am grateful for all the love, joy, and abundance that finds me today. I am open. I am ready. And I receive. You say it every day, and I promise you everything around you is going to change. If you want your circumstances to change, you have to change how you dissect and look at everything around you. Biggest reason for hydro affirmations, it's not just a water bottle. It's a way that we feel that you can manifest if you don't believe in it. And you on the go, you on the grind, you out on the road. Grind and mentally examine the inner me extensively. It's game time. It's time to get in the game. Like, it's not about a bottle. It's not about a sports drink. It's all about when you fucked up and you need that little bit of motivation. It's like, what do you have to really motivate you? It's like, you got your kids to motivate you, right? You say you thank your kids. That is a form of a daily affirmation. It's important to recognize that abundance can mean different things to different people. Some may equate abundance with financial wealth, while others may value abundance in relationships, health, or personal growth. By focusing on what abundance means to you and taking steps to cultivate it in your life, you can create a more fulfilling and joyful experience. So be more thankful for the things that you can be thankful for. Y'all, the world is not perfect. It's kids getting sold and motherfuckers getting found on islands and people getting murdered mysteriously going on. Like, the world is not perfect. Why do you expect to have a perfect day every day? You deserve to have some fucked upness every now and again. It's people dying every day. If you're not one of those people who die, why are you, what you crying about? Oh, okay, my kids is bad. Your kids is healthy. Your kids is not starving. It's always a positive to every situation. I'm not preaching, y'all. I'm just trying to tell you, when I was fucked up and I was down bad and I felt as though I didn't know what I was supposed to do for myself, that's just what helped me. That's just what helped me, okay? That's all I'm trying to share with you guys. What are some common pitfalls in manifestation? Some people may focus too much on their desires and neglect their responsibilities to their relationship. Others may become too attached to specific outcomes and feel disappointed or discouraged if they don't materialize. The world is not perfect. Understand that if God takes something from you, it's because he's trying to give you something else. So if I'm going for that promotion at work and it don't happen, it's because something else is on the way. I'm a huge firm believer in everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. It's important to remember that manifestation is a good process, not a quick fix. It takes a long time. Just like there's a big ass oak tree in every acorn, acorn is not born an oak tree. Acorn becomes an oak tree. That's how you have to look at manifestation. Do you want an oak tree that's going to withstand the test of time, that your family and everybody will be able to see and feel that something that's tangible? Yes, but you won't get there by planting a fucking acorn and dumping a gallon of water on it every day. It's not going to rush the process. Slow and steady wins the race. It requires patience, persistence, and self-awareness. It's also important to maintain a balance between focusing on your goals and enjoying the present moment, as well as to be open to unexpected opportunities and experiences that may come your way. I'm open to all love, joy, and abundance that finds me today. No matter what happens, I'm open. If I walk and I done had customers who spoke no lick of English hand me some food that they cooked fresh off the stove and they bare hands and was like, baby, eat. I'm eating. Hey, why not? They feel that they can culturally be that comfortable with me, so why not? Why not be open to anything and everything? If you want to work at this job and this job comes, don't sit there and dwell on it as if this job is your own present moment. Everything in life is a stepping stone if you know that this is your destination. If you're known, you're meant for greatness. If you was born rich, cool. If you come from money, cool. If you got money, cool. Majority of us do not. So unless you come from money, realize you got to work. Unless you're going to school getting a degree in something that is in money or health, you gonna have to work. You can get degrees in a whole bunch of shit and make cheese, bread. I used to say tech. You see how that's going. But health and wealth, two biggest things anybody and everybody in need in life. If you're not doing that, you're going to have to work. You're going to have to grind your fucking ass off. And you're going to have to understand that not everybody is born with a garden and oak trees. You only get one oak tree, but you do get to decide how steady that oak tree built. It's all based on you. And how can manifestation and abundance benefit your life? By focusing on your goals and desires, you can create a sense of purpose and direction in your life. By cultivating abundance and gratitude, you can experience more joyful fulfillment and positive emotions. If you want everything around you to change, change how you look at everything around you. Seriously, dissect what I'm talking about. If y'all want to reach out and be like, look, what kind of books are you talking about? I'm really fucking with the mindset. I'm fucking with the vibe. Let me know. If not, it's cool. I'm just expressing what works for me. It might work for you. Manifestation and abundance can be powerful tools for creating a life that aligns with your values and aspirations. They can help you overcome limiting beliefs and self-doubt and empower you to take action towards your dreams. Ultimately, the benefits of manifestation and abundance depend on your willingness to believe in yourself, your goals, and your abilities to create what you want. The only limitations that we put on ourselves is from ourselves. There's nobody else like you on this motherfucking planet. Stop comparing yourself. If you want to get rich, get rich. It takes time to get rich. It takes time to get an oak tree. We all got acorns. It is what it is. You can't compare somebody else's life on social media to yours unless you was born like them, died like them, got parents like them, got kids like them, you love like them, you feel like them. The only way that you can feel insecure is if that motherfucker got the same birthday as you, same mama's dad as you, same kids as you, same priority. Like, this motherfucker gotta be a direct clone. Like, for me to feel insecure, I'm confident. I'm not cocky. All I'm saying is for me to feel insecure at this point in my life, from where I've gone to where I'm at, is you gonna have to clone me, raise that motherfucker in the same environment as me, and he a billionaire right here, right now. Then I would be like, you know what? Fuck, maybe me waking up at 6 a.m., working 13-hour shifts, selling water bottles and doing logos on the side and starting a podcast wasn't enough. But until then, I don't give a fuck. Like, we grinding together. Like, that's it. Like, I'm worried about me. You worry about you. Stay in your lane has everything to do with you being grateful and being loved. And to end this, I want y'all to say, go to hydroaffirmations.com, buy a water bottle, send me a picture. I'll post you on my page. If not, buy a water bottle, send me a picture. Subscribe, like, if you got any value today, if this shit made you think, if you sitting there smoking, you sitting there drinking, you in a car, you at work and you watching my shit. Shit, if you here for the live premiere right here, right now, I love you even more. And if you got all the way up to this point, I fuck with you even that much more. And if you feel like this episode brought you value, please share it with me and let me know what you think, because that's the only way I'm gonna keep going. And if y'all don't share my shit, I'm gonna keep going, because without aspiration, the only thing to bring back motivation is consistency. If you lose motivation, stay consistent. If you fat and you trying to get skinny and you not seeing a six pack within 2 days, if you stay consistent, you're gonna get there. If I'm a captain of my ship and I'm sailing my ship all the way to Maui, guess what? I'm not gonna be there in a day, but if I check my ship and I check my crew and I check my gas every day, one day at a time, and I do exactly what it is that I am here and what I am meant to be to put here on this earth to do, then I'm gonna get to my destination. So keep grinding, keep doing you, subscribe, like, and this is Let's Talk Forella, baby. Come on.